Hey Hustlers, welcome back to the Girl Hustle Podcast. We are officially in 2021 and this is officially the first episode of the new year. Before we dive into today's topic, I just want to say thank you. Just genuinely say thank you so much for all the support you've shown here on the podcast and on Instagram, Inside Girl Hustle. I appreciate every single one of you, and I'm so excited to be able to walk through this next year with you all. I just wanted to take a minute and just send you all a hug through the podcast, and just again, thank you so much for everything. You're sharing this podcast and tuning in really just means so much to me. So I am so excited for today's episode. But before we dive in, I wanted to talk about having a word for the year. Before 2020 began, I told myself that my word for the year would be happy. My goal was to be happy, to do things that made me happy, because for so long I had felt in survival mode, that I was forgetting to live. I was forgetting what life was actually about. So I started 2020 with the goal to keep working hard, but to be happy along the way. Then we had a huge life-altering bump in the road, but I still chose that no matter what happened, I needed to strive to keep being happy. I had some highs of highs, but I also had some of the lowest lows I've ever had in my lifetime. When I actually look back to sum up what word 2020 describes for me, I think of a different word. Instead of happy, I think of the word resilient. Yes, I had a lot of happy moments and I chose to have an attitude that I was going to keep going, but most of all, I was resilient. I was resilient in 2020. I didn't do it consciously, but I believe because I was striving to be happy the entire year, it made me make decisions that led me to be resilient. So I just want you to think for a moment, if you could sum up who you were in 2020, what would it be? And going into 2021, it's kind of exciting because I know now the word that I choose and will strive for may bring a completely different word in the next 365 days. And the word I'm choosing is more of a phrase, and it's the remembering that I deserve to have good things happen to me. I think a lot of times we go through our lives thinking that we don't deserve to be happy and we don't deserve to have success. This year, I'm choosing to believe that I deserve the results of my hard work. And I know that the New Year's is the hype for goals and, you know, new year, new me, and I totally get it. And I'm the exact same way. It feels like a fresh slate, and I feel like it's extremely important to evaluate the prior year with what you need to do differently and to set big goals for yourself, because as humans, we need goals. We need purpose. There's never a finish line because we need to keep improving. So whatever word you choose for the year, I really want you to think about how it's going to accelerate you forward in accomplishing your goals. And so with that said, on today's episode, what I want to talk about are the things that year after year have been making it impossible to reach your goals. So you can go into this year understanding what you actually need to do differently. Okay. So before we totally begin, I just want to quote, it was something that I actually heard today when I was listening to a podcast on motivation, and it said, "There is no excuse to not give 100% when it's 100% your choice." Okay. So when it comes to the goals that you set, just remember there's no excuse to not give it 100% because it's 100% your choice. Okay. Now with that said, I want you to keep that quote in mind. I want you to write it down. I want you to always have that on the forefront of your mind. But the thing of it is that it's really easy to set goals and be like, yes, I'm going to do it 100%, when really a lot of people forget that there are five fundamental reasons that will either set you up for success or they will keep you stuck. And so those are the five things that I want to talk to you about today, because I want you to be able to turn these common mistakes into power plays. The first reason you won't reach your goals this year is because you are doing it alone. There's nothing harder than embarking on change and feeling like you're in it alone. We are really good at self-sabotaging ourselves with our thoughts. We fill ourselves with self-doubt, and somehow we just manage to really screw it up just with our own self-talk. This is why it's really important. You don't do it alone, whatever your goals are. And I don't mean you have to have someone right there doing exactly what you're doing or to hold your hand, but you need to tell someone what your goals are. Ask them to hold you accountable, whether it's your partner or a friend or coworker, tell them. Because I know that when I'm struggling with late night snacking, I tell Eric to remind me when I wander back into the kitchen that I had said I was done for the night. And you know, it helps me. It helps me know that I've got somebody there to like hold me accountable, but you have to do what works for you. So inside of my Girl Hustle Coaching, I just want to share this really quickly. I post accountability posts where I ask everyone what their goals are for the week so we can hold them accountable. But it's more than just that, because when you don't have someone you can ask questions, it's really easy to give up. So between accountability and having support, these are the biggest things that keep you from your goals. So don't do it alone. Find a support system. What, even if it's social media, posting on your story every day. You know, a lot of people get shy about posting about their fitness journey. It is your journey. If people don't want to watch it, like, they can unfollow you. But if it helps keep you accountable, use social media. It's what it's there for. Okay. The second thing is, and this one is really important, and this is something that I struggle with too, is that we want to sprint a race that is a marathon. You want it right now. You think you'll be able to sprint at full speed for 26 miles, but realize a quarter mile in, you're toast, and now your marathon feels like it's literally impossible. So what I'm talking about is burnout. It's the fad and the crash diet workout programs that set you up to buy, burnout, and then quit. This is why juice cleanses or extreme restrictions, it sets you up for failure, because it's like sprinting a marathon, because after the first few days you think, oh, there is no way I could do this for a month. So you need to get into the mindset and opt into a program that is going to teach you how to pace yourself towards your goals. Because that's the thing. You're not going to run a marathon in 15 minutes. That's just not how it works. Just like you're not going to achieve your goals in a week, you have to allow yourself time to get results. And if what you're doing is too extreme, you're not going to stick it out long enough to actually get the results. And that's also about wanting to avoid the work and opting in for shortcuts. I can't tell you the amount of conversations I have with women who expect results without work. And I know I've said this before, but you can't expect a full-time paycheck if you're always calling in sick. So again, don't go into your goals wanting to sprint a race when it is meant to be paced. All right. Number three, this is probably the least talked about, but And it kind of goes with what my phrase for this year is that you don't believe you deserve results. And I get it. You failed at everything you've tried before, or you've just not been able to stick to it. So I understand you're not confident in yourself to try again. But here's the thing. You have to fail to be successful. Failing is inevitable. It just is. You won't be perfect at your workouts or your diet. You're going to cheat. You're going to skip. It's just how it goes. But so many people believe that because they aren't perfect, they won't achieve it. And so they just assume because it's hard, they don't deserve it. And it's just not the case at all. You deserve to live your best life, but it comes with the cost of your old life. You have to be willing to give up how you've been living. I was actually just talking to a girl about this. Her name is Stacy, and she was telling me how she really wants to lose the last 15 pounds of her baby weight. She's just doubtful what she's doing is going to get her there. So I said to her very straightforward, I said, look, you need to forget the end goal and the big picture. Every good decision you make is going to bring you closer to it. You need to just behave as if you're already there. So I asked her, how does the Stacy you want to be in the future act? And she said, well, she goes to bed at a reasonable time. You know, she food preps, she wakes up early and works out, doesn't eat junk food. And I was like, okay, exactly. Like, you just told me exactly what you need to do to get results. So basically, Stacy now needs to do all of those things that Stacy in the future will be doing. Because successful people don't just wake up with habits. They build those habits to become who they are. Does that make sense? So before you already talk yourself out of doing what you want to do because you think you don't deserve it, you need to set goals that you can start doing today. And over time, you're going to see that you were that person all along. It's literally just based on your day-to-day choices. So think about what you can do today that you in the future, living your best self, would be doing. When you start there, your confidence will begin to build and you will begin to step into the role of who you want to be and 100% deserve to be. So you may be like, okay, but what happens when, you know, in a couple of weeks I'm not feeling motivated? And this brings me to point number four. You want it, but you don't know why. You want to be healthy and you want to be in shape, but you don't have an anchor why that'll keep you accountable when your motivation is low. Why do you want to be that person in the future? And honestly, I used to think, oh, I need my why to be wholesome and not vain. No, screw that. Whatever is going to keep you to your goals, use that why, even if it is for vanity reasons, because who the heck cares? Everyone's motivation is different. Some people are motivated intrinsically. Some are motivated extrinsically. I personally am extrinsically. A huge part of keeping myself in check is because I want to have confidence when I wear a dress on, you know, the rare occasions that I do. And I have many other reasons, but I just want you to not be embarrassed or think that your why isn't good enough. Because if it's going to keep you on the path, it doesn't matter what your reason is. Your reason may start out one way and evolve into something else, and that's totally okay. So if your reason right now is your 10-year reunion that's coming up in August, use that motivation. There's nothing wrong with that. And you know, and once you get there, your why by then may have evolved. So don't be embarrassed again. Whatever your why is, if it's going to keep you on the path, use it. So once you pinpoint what your why is, you need to write it down every single day or set a reminder on your phone at an hour you tend to get lazy. I have an alarm that goes off every single day at 6 p.m. that says, if not now, when? Okay, so whatever reminder you need to set at whatever time of the day, do it. Because having that constantly in your vision, you'll stay on point. Okay, so the next and final reason you won't achieve your goals is very simple. You don't enjoy it. I mean, yeah, change is hard. No one likes to be uncomfortable, but it's required. Diamonds are made under pressure. So it's unavoidable if you want to change and be better. No matter what path you choose, there is no shortcuts around being uncomfortable and hard work. But you should make the journey as enjoyable as possible, which is why I love macros and flexible dieting. You can diet with the foods you love to eat and enjoy the workouts you do. So if you like to bike for cardio, great. If you like to walk, perfect. I personally feel resistance training is extremely important for longevity and bone health and strength and should be 80% of your workout pie. So make sure you're opting into workouts that teach you how to fall in love with the training and you're going to get results. I have been weightlifting for over 10 years and in ways I'm glad the gym's closed because it has made me miss it so much more and I cannot wait to truly get back to myself. So for now, it's at home workouts for me and I refuse to let the situation deter me from my goals for 2021 and you shouldn't either. I really want you to find success this year, no matter what your goals are. I would also be so honored to be a part of your success via coaching. So if you're looking for help learning and understanding flexible dieting, getting direct advice, and having access to my workouts for the home and the gym, Girl Hustle membership is available, www.girl-hustle.com. It would be so rad to help you stay laser focused this year on your goals. So let's just recap. Number one, you need to enjoy your program. Find something that lights you up. Number two, choose a why. Find a why that is going to keep you motivated. Number three, believe that you deserve results. Forget the big picture. Just focus on the fact that you deserve results and make good decisions every day. Start behaving your way to success. Number four, don't set out to sprint a marathon. It's just going to lead to burnout. So just allow yourself time. Allow yourself time and be patient. And number five, don't do 2021 alone. Your success rate will skyrocket knowing that you have accountability and you have got other people cheering you on. These are the five things that can either send you forward or send you backwards. It's all up to you. Remember, there is no excuse to not give 100% when it's 100% your choice. I am so excited to do 2021 with you all. Just remember, everything you need to succeed is already inside you. Until next time, hustlers. I'm living great. Everything I do in the first place. I said I'm living good. I'm living great. Everything I do in the first place. Yeah.